were on the pastor's study, we began a study entitled, If Ye Then Be Risen With Christ. And of course, we read in Colossians chapter 3, in verses 1 and 2, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above and not on the things on the earth. And of course, we started to look at some things that as Christians, if we say we're saved, we're Christians, then the Bible tells us spiritually we've been resurrected. And we looked at some verses that tell us that, straight from the Word of God. So as a result of that, we should be seeking and setting our affections on the things above. But unfortunately, many Christians are not doing that. That's why they're running into trouble and having problems and don't have much joy. Amen. At times. So we started to look at some things above that we as Christians, we as believers, should be seeking and setting our affections on. We looked at the New Jerusalem. The second thing we looked at was the throne of God, which is above, and New Jerusalem is above. Now, the third thing we want to pick up and look at is the departed saints. The departed saints are above. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, in verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them which also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. It says there, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, of course, Paul's talking about believers who had died in Christ. He's talking about, amen, the resurrection of their body, the physical body someday. But the departed saints, amen, are there. Their souls are there already, amen. And hopefully, some of them you've led to the Lord, amen. I pray for Christians listening today, there's at least one person that you can name that's departed, that's a departed saint that's in heaven right now, that you led to the Lord. One name that comes quickly to mind is a man named Richard Rose. Now, I led that man to the Lord, it must have been a good, probably 12 years ago. Amen. And a few years afterwards, he wasn't very old, but he passed away. But I know that I'll see him again today, someday, amen. I'll never forget it. I was teaching a Christian growth class in his apartment, he and his wife, and his wife's children were there. And he was participating. He was unsaved at the time, and I talked to him about the Lord. If he wanted to know for sure when he died, he was going to heaven. I gave him God's simple plan of salvation. Amen. And he prayed and received Christ with me right there. And then praise God, that next Sunday, he came to church. And then when we had a baptismal service, he surrendered to believers' baptism. But he eventually moved out of the area. Amen. But I'm looking forward to seeing Dick Rose again. Praise the Lord. It was a blessing to be used of the Lord. Departed saints. Think about those that have led to the Lord. Amen. I'm also looking forward to the countless number that gets saved, you know, that I handed out gospel tracts to that I didn't know got saved, but got saved because of that gospel tract, because I was just willing, even though I may not have had the time, to at least give them a gospel tract, at least give them the Word of God that would show them how they could be saved. Amen. I encourage you listening today, amen, to do that, to hand out gospel tracts, to witness, amen, to lead people to Christ, amen. Jesus Christ said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He said, you shall be witnesses. He's going to give us the power, he's promised. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses, amen. Go do it, amen. The flesh doesn't want to do it, but, amen, you say you're a Christian, you're a believer, if you then be risen, amen, as we begin, if ye then be risen with Christ, amen, and you're really seeking those things above and setting your affections on the things above, then you go and be a soul winner, amen, because you want to see some of those departed saints are up there because you led them to the Lord. You allowed the Lord to use you to witness to them, to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he died for their sins and your sins and wants to save them, Lord. He wants to save them. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. So a third thing we should be seeking and setting our affections on, amen, is the departed saints. A fourth thing, as believers that are risen with Christ, we should be seeking setting our affections on Jesus Christ, who's above. We're told in Colossians, amen, chapter 3, verse 1, that Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, amen. We're also told, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 again, and verse 16, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Jesus Christ is above. Amen. I don't know about you, my friend, but I am looking forward to seeing the one who died for me. Amen. Who took my place on that cruel cross. Who paid the price. Jesus paid the price. All to him I owe. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't you? Aren't you looking forward to the day to see the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Aren't you waiting, as it says here, for the shout with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God? Aren't you longing for the trumpet to sound so you can go up and see the one? And be in his presence for eternity, forever, the one who died for you. I pray, hopefully, you have earned some crowns. Not so you can be prideful in heaven and say to everybody, look at what I did down on earth to win these crowns. No, the reason you want to earn the crowns, my friends, is to be able to cast them at your Savior's feet someday. Amen. You know, someday we will have all of eternity to praise and honor him and give him glory. That's what you should be seeking. That's what you should be setting your affections on. Him, the author and finisher of our faith, not some so-called movie star, not some called politician, amen, not so some called athletic star, amen, amen. No, him. The one that is faithful, the one that is true, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus is above. That's who you should be seeking and setting your affections on, my friend. Another thing that we should be seeking and setting, if we're risen with Christ, that's above, is our rewards at the judgment seat. Amen. The judgment seat of Christ are above. Let's turn together to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Beginning in verse 3, down to verse 10. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing as God, who also has given us, or given unto us, the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. See, we're reminded here in verse 7 of our passage. We're reminded that our walk here on this earth is to be a walk of faith. I believe those Christians who walk only by sight are going to be empty-handed at the judgment seat of Christ. Those who only believe, unless they see, are carnal Christians at best. Verse 8 tells us, we have confidence based on the Word of God that when we leave these bodies that we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, in the meantime, we are reminded that we are to labor here while we wait for either death or the rapture. In verse 10, there's no doubt about it. All believers will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And we will get what we deserve based on what we have done in these bodies, good or bad. The thing to remember, if you're not seeking and setting your affections on the things above, then you'll probably hit the judgment seat of Christ empty-handed. Amen. See? That's the truth, my friend. See, you shouldn't be so wrapped up in the entangles and the affairs of this life to win the praise of men and the earthly rewards, amen, the promotions and the big salaries, and there's nothing wrong with those things, but if they hinder you for laboring from the Lord, then there's something wrong with them, amen. See, what you should be seeking and setting your affections upon is that judgment seat of Christ, where you're going to be stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not going to judge you whether you're saved or not, because you're already saved. You're there to either get the rewards you've earned or have things taken away from you, or be told that you could have had these rewards, but you lost them because you did A, B, B, and C instead of X, Y, and Z. That's what you should be. If you're seeking and setting your affections on the things above, my friend, then you're going to be conscious of what you're doing, how you're living your life. Because you know that, as the Word of God says, there's no doubt about it, when you die, absent from the body, present with the Lord, okay, but that you're going to, there's no doubt about it, you're going to stand at that judgment seat of Christ. And you're going to be judged for what you've done, good or bad, in these mortal bodies. Amen. And if your focus is in that, and your focus is earthward, and winning the rewards and the prizes that this earth has to offer, amen, then my friend, when you got your reward now, when you hit that judgment seat of Christ, bingo, you're going to be empty-handed. Zero, nada, nothing. See? But that's where it should be your focus. That's what you should be seeking and setting your affection on. Is that day that you'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And you'll be judged basically on what sort it is, what the motivation was. And it's going to fall into one of two categories. If you've done it for Christ, your motivation was bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ and not yourself. Silver, gold, precious stone. Things that last. Your works are going to be tried by fire. See? Those things will not go up in the fire. But if you've been doing something, you've been working for Christ just to get you the praise of men, amen, bring attention to yourself, wood, hay, and stubble, baby. It's going to go up in smoke when it's tried by fire. See? That's where you should be seeking and you're setting your affections on, is that future time when you stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. My friend, I'd hate to hit that judgment seat of Christ empty-handed. You know, it's great to be saved. Amen. He said he's going to try every man's work. You'll be saved, amen, but you may not have any rewards. That's right. That's absolutely right. So we see then the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ. Our rewards at the judgment seat of Christ are above. How are you going to fare in that day? How are you going to make out? If you're seeking and setting your affections on the things above, you should do okay. But if you're seeking and setting your affections on the things of this earth, amen, you're going to be empty-handed. It's not too late. You can turn it around. Amen. Instead of looking down, look up. Seek and set your affection on the things above. Think about that judgment seat of Christ. Think about the rewards that are waiting you, that you can earn. Amen. That'll be waiting you if you've lived for the Lord Jesus Christ like you should right now. Let's look at another thing that's above, that we should be seeking and setting our affections on. Well, we saw there were departed saints that are above, but also loved ones. Loved ones and relatives who died in Christ are above. Look in 1 Thessalonians with me. First Thessalonians chapter 5. and verse 10, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. See? Someday, we will all live together with the Lord Jesus Christ above, with our loved ones and our relatives who have gone on before in Christ. Some that you miss, been missing for a long time. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day when I will be reunited with my loved ones who have gone on before me. I think of my mother. Now, she's been dead a few years now. She died, she was 86 and a half years old. For the last year, she spent bedridden because of a stroke. But I know that I will see her, and I long to see her. Why? Why will I see her? Because I know personally, individually, I led her to Jesus Christ. She was 80 years old. Amen. I'll never forget the day when she came to the church that I attended. I wasn't a pastor at the time. It was a Mother's Day. And she walked the aisle when the invitation was given. She walked the aisle for Jesus Christ to give a public profession of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Probably one of the greatest days of my life. And I thank God for that blessing. And I seek and set my affection on that thought that I will see her someday, that I will be reunited with her someday. I think I long to see my Aunt Ruth. Amen. She went to be with the Lord at age 94. She turned 94. And the next day the Lord took her. You know what? She was 90 when I led her to the Lord. I praise God for that. Amen. What a blessing it will be to see my mother and my Aunt Ruth standing there waiting for me. You know, what took you so long? These are the kind of things, my friend, that you should be seeking and setting your affections on. The things above, your departed loved ones and relatives who have died in Christ that you're going to be reunited with. That's a great thing about being a Christian. You know, there are many people who bury their loved ones and never know. Where are they going? I'll never see them again. They have no hope, but we have hope. Amen. Praise the Lord that we will see our relatives, our loved ones someday. And we'll never be separated again. One last person I long to see, he just recently passed. Amen. Is my wife's brother, Jimmy. Jimmy was in his early 60s and the Lord took him. Amen. But I thank God 10 years ago, that my wife and I went down and visited with him. Amen. Witnessed to him. Showed him out of the Word of God how he could know that his sins could be forgiven and when he died, he'd go to heaven. I'll never forget that day. He prayed and received Christ. He told me that he felt like a great burden had to be lifted. And here's a grown man that cried like a baby. Why? Because the burden of sin had been lifted. That he knew that his sins had been forgiven and that his home was now in heaven. My friends, you should be seeking and setting your affections on your loved ones and relatives who have died in Christ who are above, waiting for you, waiting for you, looking forward to being reunited with you never, ever to be separated, amen, from you again. That's why Paul ended that passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, as he talks about the rapture from verses 13 to 8, telling people that they were sorrowful about people who had died in Christ. They didn't know what was going to happen, and he told them if they died believing in Christ, they're going to come up again. And then we're going to go up and be with them. The Lord's going to come for us, and we'll ever be with our departed loved ones and relatives, and with the Lord never be to separate again. But he ends in verse 18. He says, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. And that's what you should do. See, if you seek and set your affections on the things above, think about that. Your loved ones and relatives who have died in Christ that you'll see someday. Oh, man, is that... That should get you shouting amen. Shouldn't it? Amen? That should take that pain of loss away. One last thing I want to look at. That is Christians that have been risen with Christ. We should be seeking and setting our affections on the things above. The one last thing is, we should be seeking and setting our affections upon the eternal truth of God's word is above. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 with me. In Psalm 119, look with me in verse 89. It says in the word of God, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You see, my friend, the word of God was settled above. That's why it can never, ever be changed or broken. Although man may try to do it, he'll fail. Amen. Let me ask you this, my friend. Do you seek and set your affection on the Word of God each day? If you don't, what a shame. You don't know what you're missing. If you say you're a Christian and you're risen with Christ, and you should be seeking and setting your affections on the Word of God, this heavenly book, the truth of the Word of God has been settled above in the third heaven. Yes, I believe that we should celebrate and remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And yes, I believe that we should celebrate and remember the triumph of life over death. But we should also remember and celebrate the fact that all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ have already experienced a spiritual resurrection. That right at this very moment, we are seated in heavenly places. However, as I close today, does the way you live your life reflect that resurrection that has already taken place? My friend, what and where are you seeking? What and where are your affections set on? If you claim to be saved, remember the scriptures say, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on the things above, and not on the things of the earth. Thank you for joining me, Pastor Gino, for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again on the Pastor's Study, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.